I'm making this video because I want to talk about something I've been meaning to record for a long time now. I just never really got a chance to do it because I'm always busy with work. And that's really what I want to talk about in this video, is that 9-to-5 shit, man. For one, it sucks up your entire day. You have no time for nothing else. It's exhausting. You're throwing away chunks of your life just for a job, from paycheck to paycheck. And it's depressing and exhausting. At the end of the week, you get 2 days off. Well, I get Saturday and Sunday off. So that means if I'm not sleeping, I'm leaving the house at like 3 or 4 o'clock because I'm so fucking tired from the week before. So it's just, I don't know about you guys, man, but I got to figure out a way out of this fucked up system. And financial independency, that's my goal, really, to just, get up and just, you still make money. You're still making money, but you're not killing yourself during the day. It's like, you're doing this fucked up job, and it's like you out there, you're not really eating healthy, you're not exercising, because goddamn, it's like you don't have time to go to the gym. So that means it's like you have to pretty much grab whatever's around, McDonald's, KFC, etc. It's like you're literally like killing yourselves. And then whatever you guys do, I don't know how you guys detox from this shit, but mine's kind of starts with a cold beer and then end with a shot and maybe a cigarette. I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty fit, but at the end of the day, man, because I'm a driver and I deal with just a lot of stress and people cutting you off and just a lot of stupid shit you got to deal with as a driver, you know, whatever kind of driver you are. It's a lot of stupid shit. And especially like I'm in LA right now, Los Angeles, and man, this city is just so overcrowded. It's not even funny. I mean, from the time I grown as a kid, it's been gotten worse since I was a kid, and it's just too overcrowded and too many cars on the street, too many people walking, and it's just, you know, your nerves is on edge from the moment you take off. And it's a life draining, soul draining kind of thing, man. It's just, you're looking for a way out of it. And it's just like, sometimes it seems like it's impossible, but I don't want to use the word impossible because I know it's not. It just takes a little planning and, you know, maneuvering, and, you know, you'll get there. And that's the main thing, is to have a plan. And I never had one until now. This shit right here, really, if I didn't have a plan before, I really have one now, man. And I know exactly what I want to do. First thing I want to do is go back to school, and get a career, you know, living paycheck to paycheck. That's, there's no way to live, man. You're able to pay a few bills and the rent, but really it's like, what else are you really doing to like leave something behind? You know what I'm saying? Something you can pass down to your kids and their kids and, you know, their cousins or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Us as black people, we don't think like this. We weren't taught to think like this. But now it's like, I see it. And I don't know what just hit me. It's just like a beam of light just hit me all of a sudden. It's just like, I got to get out of this shit, man. This is too much, you know? And it's like, you throwing away chunks of your life, to help somebody else fulfill their dreams, meaning the, you know, the CEO of these companies or whatever, you know, the people that own these companies, like they're out doing whatever the fuck they want to do, you know, whether it's vacation, laying on the beach, or whatever, fucking their wife or the dude or whatever, you know what I'm saying? If they into that kind of thing, I don't know. But, you know, meanwhile, you out here suffering. And that's the thing about these jobs that trip me out. You know, the people that's out there in the field working hard, busting their ass every day, those are the people that make minimum wage or just, you know, they take home peanuts compared to the people that's just in an office under air conditioner, eating snacks and just doing nothing, watching YouTube videos while you out there, you know, fucking breaking your fucking neck in the hot ass sun or the rain or whatever, you know. And it's just, it's fucked up, man. And they just throw you peanuts. It's like, here, you know, and it's fucked up, you know, how they treat some of these workers, man. And you know, I used to drive for Amazon, and oh my god, I mean, it's not the worst job, but it's definitely it's definitely it's up there, you know. So yeah, Amazon, oh my god, that place, man, they treat you so fucked up. As much money as that company got, man, it's a shame what they pay their workers, man, what they pay these people, you know. And I've heard of certain stories where, you know, it's certain in some cities, you know, that people that work for Amazon, they living in their car, man, they struggling, you know. And it's sad, you know. And then this guy is worth fucking billions, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's a sad thing. And yeah, I tell anybody now that there are people that don't mind doing this type of shit. I guess, you know, it's you know, to each his own. You need people that think like me, and then you need people that think like that really just like, oh, okay, I'm going to work, and you know, life, he plans for the future, or just, I like what I do, you know. You know what I mean? You need those kind of people also, you know. Everybody can't be a boss. So, but me, it's just my inner voice is like really screaming out to me, you know. And the older I get, the more that voice just gets louder and louder and louder. And I think that voice was always there. It's just everything around me was so loud, I really couldn't hear it. But now that I kind of like slowed down and my circle got small, I really don't have friends like that, because I don't fuck with people like that, man. People are just so shiesty and shady, man. They you know, they like you 1 minute and then next minute, you know, be talking about you behind your back. So I really don't fuck with people like that. So girlfriend, same thing, man. It's just, you know, that's another topic. But yeah, it's just, so now that my circle is so, because I live by myself now and everything is so quiet, and I actually have time to think. And I always tell men or young men, if you haven't had a chance to live by yourself, man, try it at least once. You know, I know certain people like to live, you know, they just can't go without living with somebody. They always got to have somebody there. But give it a try, man. And I'm telling you, it will change your whole, you know, thinking process. Because, you know, you go home and there's nothing but quiet, because it's you, you know, and you have time to think. And I didn't have that before, because I always had people around me, and I was, you know, living with other people and girlfriends, et cetera, family. But now I just have all this time to think, man, and just really reflect on my life and like where I wanted to go, and you know, the things I like, the things I dislike, all of that. You know, it's just, yeah, man, it's like, and you will see that you definitely will start to see the truth, man. It's like, wow, like, how did I not see this before? You know, and yeah, it's just, I'm tired of getting up doing this shit every day. It's you know, the stupid shit you got to deal with, and it's just, you know. But it's for a reason, you know. It's these things, I honestly think God is letting these things happen to, you know, help me pay attention to that inner voice, you know what I'm saying? And without these things happening, it's like I would get complacent and comfortable, you know. So I need this type of stupid shit to happen to open my eyes, and it's like, man, get the fuck out of this shit, you know. So yeah, man, I don't know. Well, I kind of got, like I said, school, and got a little money saved up. I'm trying to start my own business. Trying to go into film, because that's honestly my passion right there, is film. And I'm a writer on the side, so I do that much as I can when I'm not tired from this fucking job. And see, that's another thing, is like, that shit eats me up. It's like, you don't have time to really, you know, you might be passionate about something, but you're on this job working, you know, you busting your ass, and you're bringing somebody else's passion to life, you know what I'm saying, instead of your own. Because like, a lot of times when I get home, I'm so fucking tired. Like, I go in from I work from morning till night, like late night. So by the time I get home, and then I got a long drive back, all the way back home. And then it's, you know, I'm tired. Like, my brain is tired. I'm physically tired. And it's just like, I try to squeeze in a little writing here and there. But it's just, after a while, my brain just shuts down. It's like, dude, like, I'm done. Like, but yeah, it's just, it's frustrating. And I just challenge anybody, man, to, like, you know, just pay attention to that inner voice. We all have it. You know, everybody has it, you know. Whether you listen to it or not, you know, everybody has that inner voice, and it's something God gives you, especially when he has a certain job for you that he wants, you know, because he, at the end of the day, he decides which, you know, the plan is already laid out for you that he set, you know, and it's up to you to follow that plan or, you know, stray away from that plan. And, oftentimes when I see people do that, they end up on shit like this, you know, on a job like this, and it's just, it's fucked up. And yeah, I'm getting out of this shit though, man. As soon as I can, I'm gonna work hard, and I'm definitely getting out of this fucking this system, man, because it's not set up for you to win at all, you know. And yeah, I always tell people of color, you know, it's like, it's cool to party. You know, and I see that with a lot of people, you know, it's Friday. All right, it's time to turn up. You know, that's cool. But it's I mean, come on, let's be real, man. It's, you know, take some of that time to start a business, or, you know, map out a plan, you know, take a Saturday or Friday, whatever day you off, and just sit there and map out a plan and to get out of this shit. You know, if you're really serious about it, you know, and get around people, a circle, that's really what your circle should be. You know, the people you hang around, they should be talking about these kind of things. If they're not, fuck them, man. It's like, it's useless conversation. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's why I don't fuck with people. If you're not talking about the shit that I really want to hear, which is this, you know, and getting up out of this shit, I ain't got time for you. I really don't. I don't have time to entertain no useless kind of conversation, man. You know, fuck that. You know, let's talk about something constructive. Girlfriend too, she ain't talking about building nothing, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? You're a waste of my time, you know? So yeah, man, just anybody to hear this video, just give it some thought, man. And just, you know, I know I'm kind of like, I'm rushing through it, and some of my words are jumbled together because I'm kind of like tired. But yeah, the message is here, you know, just listen to it, and hopefully it inspire, you know, inspire somebody out there, to, you know, one person, two people, I don't care, you know, just hear the message and just really, you know, think deep on it. And yeah, I'm gonna be posting some more videos because I got some more real shit to talk about. And yeah, so that's to come. And all right, well, you guys have a good afternoon, and I gotta get back to this 9-to-5 bullshit. All right, signing out.